Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Ignorant, from Mark 14, verses 63 to 66. The high priest tore his clothes. Why? Do we need any more witnesses? He asked. You have heard this blasphemy? What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at Jesus. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fist, and said, "Prophesy," and the guards took him and beat him. Blasphemy is evil, mocking speech against God. The priest tears his clothes to show he separates himself from the sin he accused of Jesus. Of course, Jesus had not spoken blasphemy. He had spoken the truth. The real blasphemy occurred here in the priest and teacher's litany of evil, mocking speech against the holy Lord. These ignorant men are digging a deep hole of words that mock God, and one day they will be condemned unless they repent. It's odd, isn't it? These men accuse Jesus of blasphemy, but Jesus is innocent and they are guilty. Let's consider why they act in such ignorance. Where do ignorant acts come from? They come from minds empty of the truth. I know you might think the word ignorant is a harsh, judgmental word, but then it's often good to have a wake-up word to get you to think about it. When I consider how ignorant I am regarding Jesus, I am driven to fill more of him into my mind. When I see how the world today is ignorant of Jesus, I mourn their ignorance and I strive to teach as many as I can. All of our minds are too empty of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The truth is, we all must mourn our own ignorance. We must mourn others' ignorance. Jesus saw the ignorance around him and he knew ignorance kills. Do you think he mourned his accusers? Pause to consider that you cannot ignore ignorance.